Thank you very much. And while we're on the subject of Mr. Bela Fleck, we want to remind you that the Fretz Magazine National Readers Poll is on sale now. And last year, Bela had the honor of winning the banjo category in the bluegrass and jazz categories, both of them. So we want to remind you to... As they say in Chicago, vote early and vote often, okay? Because... You know what I'm talking about, night people. John Count, of course, is up for Best Bus Driver. We want to bring that to your attention, okay? I've got to shill these. Is that what you're saying, Sam? Okay. Oh, well. As the member with the least amount of seniority, I would like to tell you that we have Newgrass Revival shirts and jerseys on sale tonight. It's getting a little bit chilly. However, if you'd like something extremely hip to wear under your winter and fall clothes, we'd like to recommend a Newgrass Revival shirt. They make great presents for somebody who you want to think that you spend a great deal of money on, and this is something that will turn out to be true, but... In the lobby? Where's the lobby? Oh, in the bar. Okay. Lynn Sherrill is in charge of the Newgrass concessions. We have a little bit of the John Cowan stain remover left, a couple of bottles, so... And the Bela Fleck marital aids we're out of. I'm sorry. Maybe next trip.
Now let's do a nice gospel song.
Yes, what a segue into a gospel song. I know how to make the transitions because I've been in this business just a few years, okay? At any rate, Fred Holstein wanted me to let you know that he'll have some live albums of his live show on sale very soon. We wanted to pass that along to all the fans that come down and see him play. But right now, we're going to do a tune for you that was written by the Stable Singers, I believe. We found this on an old Stable Singers album. We're turning John Cowan loose on you in this one. Got a good message to it.